This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines from Monday, February 8th, 2016. A Zimbabwean files a court case challenging President Robert Mugabe's continued stay in office, saying he is too old and no longer physically fit to rule the country. Zimbabweans who are alleged to have attempted to bomb Gushungo Holdings, owned by President Mugabe's family, appear in court facing charges of terrorism. The MDC, led by Professor Welshman Ngube, suspends Interim Secretary General Moses Muzila Ndlovu, claiming that he is too incompetent. Muzila Ndlovu has fired back, claiming that Ngube is too weak to run a political party. Conflict escalates in ZANU-PF, with war veterans calling for the expulsion of Education Minister Jonathan Moyo and Local Government Minister Xavier Kasukuere. The two are accused of trying to block Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa's expected rise to the presidential post. And it's now 11 months after the abduction of political activist Itai Dzamara of Occupy Africa Unity Square, who was calling for President Mugabe to step down for allegedly failing to properly run Zimbabwe. We will give you more details on this issue. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host will be talking with listeners and experts about conflicts in ZANU-PF. Send us your numbers on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again is 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.